Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, this is the radio show for the magazine called Entrepreneur Magazine. You probably know that. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. We're in the media business, so the name of the company is Entrepreneur Media. All forms of media, we'll call it transmedia, working together, each one to tell its own piece of the story along the way to help you to become possibly a better business owner, entrepreneur, or you know what? Being that it's all, you know, that's like a lifestyle thing when you're an entrepreneur. Your lifestyle is being an entrepreneur. It's all woven together in the fabric of your life. So you want to be smart in how you do things. You got to make sure you prepare yourself with knowledge and wisdom. Put them all together. That's called an entrepreneur, a person who solves problems. Our first guest today is a guy who's got a lot of time, a lot of history in the world of media. And we're going to talk a little bit about how to survive the digital world in an age of digital disruption. His name is Cliff Marks, and he is the president and interim CEO of NCM, which is National Cinemedia. This is a company that was put together. It's a publicly traded company. It was put together by Regal, Cinemark, and AMC, you know, the movie theaters. What they do is they do the commercials and all the stuff that's going on. When you go in and sit down and you're kind of getting ready, you're turning your phone off and you're eating your popcorn, you're opening up your very loud packaged M&Ms. You're doing all that ahead of time because there's some commercials playing while they're waiting for everybody to put their butts in those seats. That stuff that is being shown up there is the difference between profit and not profit for some of these movie theaters. Am I right, Cliff?
Well, we certainly make a difference to their bottom line.
Right?
I can't tell you that that we're the absolute difference, but we are a very important part of their revenue stream.
So, you know, it's interesting. There was a big disruption in the movie industry. I mean, that, matter of fact, there is a movie theater that went out of business here in my town. I've actually thought about buying it before. And I thought, how does a movie theater go out of business? It seems like it's a cash cow, but it really isn't. It needs, just like any business, it needs an entrepreneurial thinking of how can I have more revenue streams when all I have is candy. And I, you know, it's like the Seinfeld episode where he was looking at, you know, Milk Duds and they put him out like he was buying diamonds, you know. It's like there's so much money, right? And so they have candy, popcorn, sodas, hot dogs, ice cream, you know, the food counter and the movie. But this whole deal, what's it called? The pre-show, whatever they call it. You guys call it the newbie?
We call it newbie.
Yeah. So, I mean, this was brilliant thinking. And I mean, you guys are publicly traded, so it must be a pretty profitable thing there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll bet you most consumers don't realize that in the late 90s and early 2000s, many movie theater chains struggled. Several of the large chains actually declared Chapter 11. And the movie theater exhibition business was not thriving. And primarily because while you go to the movies and you pay 10 bucks for a ticket or whatever you pay, most consumers don't understand that a high percentage of that revenue actually winds up going to the studio that produced the film, whether that be Disney or Warner's or Paramount.
Yeah.
And that the theater only keeps a small percentage of that ticket. And, you know, other than selling concessions, they really don't have any other revenue sources. So the formation of National Cinemedia, NCM, was a very important element to create a secondary or tertiary revenue stream that would allow exhibitors to have another source of revenue, and that be advertising, and create sustainable viability to their business model, you know, for a long time. And that's exactly what we've done.
Beautiful. All right, hang tight. We'll take a little break. For those listening on the radio, thank you for listening to all our radio stations across America. Don't forget, you can listen to the full podcast of this show. Go to entrepreneur.com. For those listening to the podcast, thank you. Appreciate that. And entrepreneur.com, you can watch videos, read stories, learn how to better your life in business and your life. We're going to come back and talk more with Cliff Marks. He's the president and interim CEO of NCM National Cinemedia. We're going to learn about how to survive the digital disruption. Be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today.
Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor. Entrepreneur, I'm the guy behind the wheel right now, so I'm driving the ship. Today, I want to know about, you know, this changing landscape that we're in, this digital disruption. The internet comes along and it just really, it decimates all the things that we hold so dearly, like going to the movies. Movie theaters were going out of business and things were changing, and so they had to find additional revenue streams. Cliff Marks is joining us, president and interim CEO of NCM, National Cinemedia. It's a company put together, again, by Regal, Cinemark, and AMC. It's a second revenue stream for them. It's that pre-roll that's going on while we're kind of getting ready for our movie. But, you know, in a world of Netflix, how else is it going to change for us people in the marketing world and for you guys over there at NCM?
Well, I'll tell you, Alan, Netflix has been a great thing for consumers who love content, especially those who love movies. And I'll tell you, the research shows that the heaviest Netflix viewers are also very heavy consumers of going to movie theaters. The reason is they outright love movies wherever they can see movies.
Right.
So, you know, there's a very strong relationship between the way you watch TV now, and if you're a lover of movies, wherever you watch them, if you watch them on Netflix or Amazon or broadcast television, that's a great thing for us because we still put on the best movies in the world, original content, and what you'll see in our theaters is still the best, most special movie content in the world. If you want to see Mary Poppins this weekend, you're only going to find it in one place. And if you wanted to see Bohemian Rhapsody 2 weeks ago, you're only going to find it in one place. So, right. You know, we're fans of movies, and the world is changing, but we're changing along with it, and we feel pretty good about that.
Well, you know what's good about a movie theater, and I got to tell you, there is something special about sitting in that chair with the big screen in front of you, and everybody's got to shut the hell up. And that's why you're like, shut up. Don't talk like that. Don't open that thing. So it's like you're always telling your buddies to shut up because the quiet, the big speaker systems, the surround sounds that they have, fantastic. There is no experience like that. And it happens in the movie theater. But you guys still had to find another outlet because you had this – what is it? There's this kind of seismic change going on in this unearthing kind of this new thing called Netflix, and that brings with it a set of problems.
Yeah, it brings with it a set of opportunities as well.
Ah.
Because, you know, what Netflix showed us is that people have an appetite for an unlimited appetite of content.
Mm-hmm.
People want all-you-can-eat plans. You ever notice when you go to a buffet, you tend to overeat?
Yeah.
Well, that's because it's in front of you. What Netflix has done is allowed consumers to overeat on content because they pay one cost and all the content is there. That's what's going on in our industry, too. You know, recently a product called MoviePass was out there who had the idea of, hey, how about if you paid $10 a month and you can have all the movies you can watch for $10 a month? Now, what they got wrong was the business model. The idea was a good one, and the idea is going to live on forever because that's going to happen is there are going to be programs offered by your local movie theaters that allow you all you can eat or some type of version of all you can eat. It might be, you know, three movies a month or four movies a month or for, you know, one fee.
Right.
What MoviePass thought of was a great idea. Let's give people an all-you-can-eat menu.
Right.
What they didn't think of is a business model that was viable and logical. And what you're going to see now, Alan, is you're going to see, you know, AMC has a program called A-List, and Cinemark has a program called Movie Club, but Regal has a program called Crown Club. And what you're going to see is these same opportunities to have these kind of all you can eat or as much as you can eat for a certain fee that consumers are going to love because they love movies. And if I tell you that for $20 a month, you could see, you know, five movies or four movies or whatever the program is. That's a great deal and accommodates what consumers want. And consumers want, like they love Netflix on television, they love these kind of, you know, all-you-can-eat kind of movie programs.
I love it. What you're talking about is the access economy. That's what's really happening. It's a whole new way of looking at it. When we come back, we're going to talk to Cliff Marks about, you know, continuing to talk about this whole entertainment industry and how you can use, you entrepreneurs, can use content to better connect with your customers. We have here a publicly traded company, the three biggest movie chains, the Cinemark-type companies, AMC, Regal, they got together and made one company. They worked together. It's like GM, Ford, and Dodge getting together and making something. Doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. What does it take? It takes an entrepreneur to make this kind of stuff happen. That's what it takes. We'll be right back with more. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Talking about the entertainment world, marketing, being an entrepreneur. Publicly traded company, NCM, National CineMedia, president and interim CEO, Cliff Marks, 30 years professional sales and marketing guy, leads NCM's sales, marketing, and affiliate partnerships divisions based in New York City. My question for you is, and entrepreneurs, you know, so many things are relative across the board. Business is business, no matter what. There's certain principles that stand true, pillars, right? But in this new economy, when you have like a CineMedia company like yours and your competitors are everything from ABC, NBC, Comcast, Disney, even Facebook, how do you stay competitive? It's like you guys have invented this new movie, like a movie, but it's the advertising in the beginning, new stream of income. But how do you keep this going? Because, I mean, the world continues to change right under your feet, right?
Yeah. Yep, no, it sure has. And we've been very, very thoughtful about how we turn our company from just a cinema media company. Everybody knows our product. By the way, it used to be called First Look. A lot of your listeners might know it as First Look.
Well, Maria Menounos.
And Maria Menounos is indeed our host, and she does a great job with it. And the reason we changed our name from First Look to Newbie is we wanted to create a brand that could actually penetrate more than just the big screen. Everybody knows Maria on the big screen, and everybody knows First Look. But how do we reach customers? And in our case, our best customers are millennials. They're 18 to 34, 18 to 49, but a real strength in 18 to 34. And how do we reach them when they're at the movies and not at the movies? See, the thing we know about our customer, Alan, is they love movies. But they don't only love movies when they're in the movies. They love movies everywhere. So what we've done with the Newbie brand is we've created brand extensions of Newbie that allows our customers to digitally interact with the movies when they're not sitting in front of the big screen. Now, of course, when you go to a movie and you're waiting for it to start, everyone loves our pre-show. It's entertaining. We show you entertainment and brand advertising, and that's great. But what we've done is we've created some offshoots that allows us to reach customers when they're not in the movies. So, for example, we recently bought something called the Fantasy Movie League. If you love fantasy football and you love movies, why not play the Fantasy Movie League? It's in the App Store. You can download it and play it. And you can compete with your neighbors and your friends and other people about who can create the best box office. You get to have your theater, I get to have my theater, and then we can create who can have the highest box office.
So you gamified
Fantasy Movie League.
Right? Gamified.
Gamified it, right. Yeah. Right. We gamified it, and it's fun and it's easy. Oh, and there's prizing, and we just bought it last year. We actually bought it from Matthew Berry, the guy on ESPN who does their fantasy football show.
Sure.
So if you know Matthew at ESPN, he is our partner in Fantasy Movie League, and it's a lot of fun. So what do we have now? We have a way to communicate with people who love movies on their mobile phones. We also recently built and launched an app called Newbie Arcade, capital A, capital Arcade, Arcade. Well, what does the A and the R stand for? Augmented reality. How cool is it to go into a movie theater and be able to pull out your phone and interact with the big screen and have an augmented reality experience while you're sitting in your seat in the movie theater? If you go in there right now, you'll see we have a partnership with Disney going on where you can have an interactive game on your mobile phone while you're sitting in your seat with Ralph Breaks the Internet. And it's a really fun game. It's about a minute. And we launched this new VR arcade product approximately 5 months ago. In April, we launched it. And we've now got over 1.5 million downloads of people who are playing games and enjoying it. The comments have been fantastic, and people like it. But this is where we're going, and this is how we're going to take, you know, kind of an old cinema media company and turn it into a modern cinema, you know, vertically integrated media company. Now, by the way, we know that the on-screen product is our core. You know, we're not trying to be Google and we're not trying to be Facebook. We're a cinema media company. But if we can offer these extensions and let people reach our customers, you know, through apps and other off-screen engagement communication devices, then we're building something good. Mm. Our biggest two product launches will happen in the next 4 to 6 weeks. We're launching a trivia product that we're going to call Newbie Trivia. We already own the worldwide rights to a brand called Name That Movie, and Name That Movie will be one of the games within our suite of Newbie Trivia. And if you love movies, you know, play Name That Movie. It's a lot of fun. We're going to be launching that really soon, and we'll be launching a website called newbie.com that allow you to get interactive, engaged content, and we will allow consumers to watch trailers, buy tickets, you know. So newbie.com will be another way that we'll reach people. So what are we going to be? On screen, we're going to be where they see their pre-show, but off screen, we're going to be newbie.com,
right.
And we're going to be Newbie Trivia and Name That Movie and Fantasy Movie League. And all of a sudden, you've created a new way to reach consumers for brands, and you give consumers something they love, and that's movies.
All right, hold tight.
People
hold
who
tight.
Love movies can't get enough of it.
NCM.com. You can find Cliff Marks and his company. When he comes back, we're going to talk about how you, entrepreneurs, business people, can connect with your customers through content. And one more. I need one more segment, Cliff Marks. Talking so much, I have to go longer with you. We'll be right back.
Sick of bookkeeping? Need more time to focus on your business? Bench gives you a team of bookkeepers who do your books every month in simple software to track your finances and plan for the future. On average, entrepreneurs who use Bench save over 8 hours each month without the added stress of DIY bookkeeping or piles of paperwork. Get an instant snapshot of your business's financial health with the help of key visual reports and 24/7 support from Bench's professional bookkeeping team. Don't just take our word for it. Start a trial today and get 1 month of bookkeeping done for free. Sign up at bench.co/entrepreneur and receive an additional 20% off your first 6 months of bookkeeping. Bench, bookkeeping done for you.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And we're talking with Cliff Marks, President and Interim CEO of NCM, National Cinemedia. They're the company that have the, you know, the commercials and things, all the kind of the advertisement stuff at the beginning of the movies in the Regal, Cinemark, and AMC movie theaters. They now call them Newvies, N-E-W, Newvie, not movie, Newvie. And they have all kinds of, listen, they're taking a company. At the end of the day, you guys are taking a you know, old as time thing we love to do, which is go into the movies, and you're continually reinventing it, adding gamification and brand extensions and doing all things that, again, entrepreneurs need to keep on doing. So how do we kind of bring this down from the billions that you're doing in business down to the entrepreneur that just simply wants to connect better with their customers through using content? But again, I said earlier, these principles are all the same. The pillars are all the same. Keep on reinventing yourself. Keep on adding different brand extensions and different revenue streams. So maybe you can give a little advice, Cliff.
Sure. By the way, we don't do billions. We only do hundreds of millions. But
who's, yeah, who's, but the industry, who's, who's, the industry, right? Yeah, exactly.
The industry does do.
Still,
yeah,
it's pretty darn good.
You know,
though.
It's pretty good. We're very proud of it, and we're very proud to contribute to our theaters and help their business.
Yeah.
You know, this company was born out of the spirit of entrepreneurialism. You know, the movies have been around forever, and nobody needs to, you know, redefine how the movies work. But, you know, in the late 90s and early 2000s, when the theaters were struggling, you know, somebody had to think of another way to make money. And that's where the entrepreneurism came in. And the birth of NCM was out of necessity, like so many businesses are, you know, where you go, how are we going to stay alive? How are we going to pay the bills this month?
Right.
Well, it wasn't quite that, but we needed to find another way to create revenue. And in our case, it was all about innovating. It was about asking questions that had never been asked before. Why can't we do this? How can we make this work? And it was about understanding what consumers love. And we had an idea that said, we know consumers love movies. Let's give them a pre-show that focuses on behind the scenes of movies and in many cases TV shows because, you know, they just love entertainment.
Sure.
And we took all these things, put them together and said, if we innovate, we ask the right questions, we give consumers what they want and give brands what they want. Let's be sure that when Toyota calls us up and Hyundai calls us up and Google calls us up and AT&T calls us up and T-Mobile calls us up and all of our clients say we need big ideas, that we can bring them something that was innovative, allow them to reach their customers and allows them to hone in on this beautiful content, you know, called movies and make a connection. And that's what we do. We vertically integrate. We took all the assets and vertically integrated them so brands can make a connections with customers. But consumers are getting something that they love, and that's more about movies or, in many cases, about our brand partners. But the entire company was built on the spirit of being an entrepreneur and starting a new company and taking some risks. We took some risks, Alan, and we made some mistakes, and we weren't successful in everything. We clearly had some failures. But what we learned was fail fast and move on and keep asking questions and keep innovating. And that's exactly what our Nuvi platform is about. It's exactly what our digital platform is about. And, you know, I think like all entrepreneurs, you know, we're never satisfied with what we've done, but we'll never be satisfied with staying in place. And we know that if we're not moving forwards, we're moving backwards. And we've got that down, and you're going to continue to see more great innovation because we have great theater partners that are allowing us to innovate, and consumers are responding so well to it.
All right, here's what I got. Here's what I got. I love it because at the end of the day, this is a reoccurring theme, and I'm going to just blow through it real quick. Take some risks. Fail fast. Keep moving. Never be satisfied. Innovate. And at the end of the day, don't live looking in your rearview mirror. I mean, you have a rearview mirror because I'm a car guy. I look in it every now and then to see who's behind me, but I keep my head looking in the right direction through the windshield, eyes up. What is the future? That's what you guys have done at NCM, ncm.com. I love it, man. I think that obviously what you have done here is fantastic, and I can't wait to see kind of how you're going to continue because I have noticed as a car guy, as an enthusiast, you know, I love cars, and I love to see them continuing to innovate, even though I don't like electric cars. When you can't really complain about, you know, what Tesla has done. It's like, I hate electric cars, but I love the spirit of what Elon Musk has done. He innovates. Keep innovating, right? So you guys keep doing a great job. Thank you so much, Cliff. Yep. Really appreciate the great advice.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right, you guys, there you go. Innovate. Fail fast. Move on. Never be satisfied. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. I have a friend in town that I live with in a small town, USA, and I'm looking at the newspaper one day, and there he is on the front page. His name is Nathan Miller, and I got to tell you, he bought a building. He bought my old building, and he's now in it. It's like the nicest building in town, and I'm very jealous that he has it, and I don't. But it was time for me to move and do something different, and Nathan Miller is joining us right now. His company is Rentec Direct. And Nathan, I thought it was so funny. It's like, here you are on the front page. And why are we on the front page? Because they're bragging about that you're in Entrepreneur Magazine. And so, of course, we should be talking. Goodness gracious. Welcome to the show, Nathan.
Hey, thanks, Alan. I'm very happy to be here.
So, first of all, every time I drive by my old building, your new building, I look over and I go, oh, I love that building. You and I share that one thing we have in common. I got to spend 7 years there. You're newly in that place. One of the prettiest buildings in our town. And everybody's always saying, you know, who's in that building? And while I was there, they always were like, what do you do to have a building like this? And, you know, it's one of these buildings that the guy who designed it, actually, I went to high school with and played water polo with in high school. It was a beautiful building designer. He designed it for a guy, and that was his worldwide headquarters. And now it's Rentec Direct's worldwide headquarters. So, you know, as it should be, it's a beautiful place. What do you guys do in there? Tell the world about Rentec Direct.
First off, yeah, we love this place. It's the funnest place to work. And what we do over here is we're a software company for property managers and landlords.
Yeah.
And what that means is we have apps for renters and apps for property managers. And things like renters can go up and they can pay their rent right inside the app. They can open it up, click a couple buttons, and their rent is paid. Mm. They can make maintenance requests. They can communicate with their property manager. And then, like, on the property management side, now property managers, there are clients, and they've got a, you know, very powerful app that they can use any mobile connected device, but most of them are going to use it on the computer. And they use it to organize their properties, all their financial records, tax records. It's kind of like QuickBooks for landlords, but like way cooler.
It's just, it's so funny to me. I used to tape this show in that office, and this show never got to be in Entrepreneur Magazine. Oh yeah, we're part of it. That's right. But it's so funny that it's like, as soon as I move away out of that building, here you are in the magazine. I thought, of course, perfect. And more importantly, I am now a kind of a landlord. I have 28 rental units in this little plaza that I bought that I moved into. I need your product, brother. That's great, right? So we're going to be talking more after this anyway, as you know, because, yes, it's brilliant. It just removes a whole bunch of steps for people and employees that I would have to deal with all this stuff. If they're paying their rent on the app, how cool is that? So first of all, congratulations for being in Entrepreneur Magazine and being recognized. And, you know, you're just killing it. But here's my question. How did this all start for you, Rentec Direct?
Well, really, it started out of a need. And I find a lot of entrepreneurs bud this way, is companies come from a need that isn't being serviced. And that's exactly where Rentec came from. And I'll step you back to kind of the beginnings of this, where I wasn't anything to do with Rentec. It didn't even exist yet, but I worked in the internet industry, and I had gotten a couple rentals, and I was managing those rentals and kind of doing it the old-fashioned way, the way a lot of people still do it, by just keeping track of rent on paper, or I got really high-tech, you know, and I'd put it in Excel to keep track of, you know, who'd paid, who hadn't, and then try, you know, to keep track of maintenance requests. But what I realized is after I had a few rentals, you know, about five of them, that got really complicated.
Yes, it
and
does.
Oh, yeah. I know people. Well, you just said yourself, you got like 20-ish of them. But I know people that have 20, 30. I talked to someone who has 70 the other day, and they don't use software to manage their rentals.
Yeah.
So anyways, back then, this is 2007, I had taught myself how to develop. And I just knew that there's a way I can make this more efficient. And I went out and I looked, you know, did some basic market research just to see, like, is there a program out there that's going to help me with my rentals? And I looked, and there was a couple, but for like a small-time landlord like I was, they were just excruciatingly expensive. And so I just went about developing a really ugly app at first. It was sinfully ugly, but it got the job done. And I just made, I kind of, you know, Google was big back then, and they still are, of course, but the whole, like, make it, present it, give it out for free, and, you know, make the world a better place. I kind of did that with it and made it so anyone could log in, create an account, and get the same benefits out of it as I was. And that's kind of where it started. We put it out there. It was, you know, it was just me, and I was, you know, doing this as a hobby. So there was no company at that time. But after about a year and a half, I was like blown away. There was a couple hundred people using this free piece of software that I threw out on the internet. So yeah, that's the beginning of it. You know, we've progressed a long ways since then. Eventually, you know, those couple hundred people that were using it, they wanted things that I hadn't developed in it. And of course I had a full-time job. I didn't have time to develop their stuff. So, they wanted support, you know, stuff that I couldn't quite handle. So I decided at that point to create a company, hire my first employee, provide some good support, develop some features, and turn it into a company. Wow. We've grown a lot since then, but today that was, you know, a couple hundred really small-time landlords back then. Today we're servicing a little over 15,000 property managers and landlords in the application.
Wow. Well, after today it'll be 15,001.
Yes.
You know, I got to tell you, it's so funny because, you know, I've always had a couple rentals and when you have a couple, it's manageable. And all of a sudden, you know, about a year ago when you bought my building and I moved over here and I started looking at, you know, kind of making these changes and how can I be a better landlord? How can I be more efficient? How can I offer more? The one thing that is missing and the reason why it was so funny to see you in the newspaper in our local town was, that's it. I forgot I wanted to, because remember we had this conversation. I'm like, I got to use your stuff. And that was it. It was like the aha moment. I said, I can't wait to interview you to kind of explore in the mind's eye of the world while we're doing this together, what makes your product, which evidently there's not a lot of products like this, but what makes your product different? What makes it better for me in my life? How's it going to make my business better? Because now at the end of the day, I am a landlord. I have 28 rental units, plus the ones I have, plus my parents have some, and I'm having to look after theirs, and it's starting to grow. And I think at the end of the day, before I'm done, I could probably add up 40, you know, 45 different. How can anybody keep track of this many without having some kind of digital asset like this? So I am so glad that you bought my building and that you were in Entrepreneur Magazine so we can have this conversation. And actually, on the other side of the break here in a minute, we're going to have you give some advice to entrepreneurs and things along the way, because necessity was the mother of invention for you, and it's turned into a wonderful business that's afforded to you to buy a beautiful building, Rentech Direct, and .com. That's all you got to do, RENTECDirect.com. We'll take a little break, come back and talk more with Nathan Miller, you guys. Guy bought my building. I'm so jealous. We'll be right back. There's more to come.
What I want, you've got, it might be hard to handle. Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Special guest today, the guy that bought my building, Nathan Miller, Rentech Direct. He was in Entrepreneur Magazine, is on the front cover of the newspaper. And I was like, look at that. The one thing that I forgot, which is to go talk to my buddy Nathan and get his product, because now that I own a plaza that has 28 units, I'm finding that we're like whirling dervish trying to keep up with everything. So after we're done here, my wife and I are going to come visit you, and maybe you can help us a little bit too. That's the beauty of it. You know, we've talked before how, you know, in entrepreneurs, we need coaches and mentors and folks to help us along the way to make our lives better. And so Nathan Miller, today you're mine. You also, for the people listening, have some advice and tips and hacks for being in business, but take it. It's the floor is yours. Where do we start?
I'd like to start by just talking about where the passion of companies come from and how nothing can turn into something and how it can happen to anybody. I was fortunate with Rentech. I had a need, you know, and it wasn't being met, and I was in a spot where I was able to create something that met my need. And fortunately, you know, it met a lot of other people's needs, but I'm not the only one that's ever happened to. This happens every single day. There's really cool companies. If you haven't heard of us, you've probably heard of GoPro.
Yeah.
He wanted to videotape himself surfing, yeah, and he couldn't. It was there was no product that would help him out. So, you know, he was using Ziploc bags and rubber bands and, you know, to keep his cameras waterproof and put them on his wrist. And he decided, you know, if I'm doing this, if I want to do this, other people are going to want to do this. And he created a phenomenally, you know, fantastic company out
of
it.
Yeah. By the way, Nick Woodman, I remember, and I, as you said that, when I saw the little square camera, GoPro, I looked at it. I watched his story. You know, he had a little video thing going and showing what he did there, and it was amazing. And I said, I think I'm looking at a billionaire. Sure enough, he sold, and he is a billionaire now. And that wasn't too many years ago. So this kind of stuff, necessity is the mother of invention. You've done it. I think I'm looking at a billionaire. I got to say it again. I hope so, Nathan. I hope so. But anyway, let's get to some hacks and tips for entrepreneurs.
You know, some advice I'd say, if you're going to build something, it needs to be something you're going to use. You have to be passionate about what you're building. Otherwise, you know, frankly, it's probably not going to work out. Every entrepreneur I've met, they're passionate. They love what they do or they love what they've created. And it empowers them to go to work and enjoy it. So if you have something, you know, there's a lot of people that go to work, don't like going to work. It's mundane. Yeah. And if you're creating a company that's going to be a job and it's going to be mundane, it's a recipe for failure. So, you know, number one piece of advice, you got to build something that you're going to use and you're going to love.
All right. I got a question for you. How do you compete against competitors who have funding when you're just this little guy with that passion?
Well, that's, you know, that's great. And we think about this every day because we have, you know, when we started, there wasn't very many competitors out there. We have a couple now, but those competitors are heavily funded. And we are doing this. We're keeping up with them and we're doing better than them. And I think to answer your question, the number one thing you can do when you're fighting with someone who has tons of money, maybe tons of employees, and you don't, is you go out and you differentiate yourself by creating that awesome personal connection, the amazing customer service. When your customers can call you and they know your name or they know your staff's name and they enjoy calling you, that keeps customers. And we differentiate ourselves by doing that every day. We call it our customer success department, not service, because we are generating success for all of our clients. And the difference here, you know, we've got six people doing success, and our nearest competitor has nearly 200. Ooh. And if you go online and you look at reviews of us versus them, we blow them away. And that keeps customers. So right. We have a very high retention rate, whereas our competitors with the funding don't.
You know, that's what? It's great stuff. That human touch is something that in a digital world gets all too often lost. So much happiness for you and your success. And why, driving by that building, knowing that there's a man in there of integrity, hard work, a good product that helps people, it makes me feel good. I love that building. I love the people that are in it. RentechDirect.com. If you have properties, if you have a small or a large plaza or strip mall or just a whole bunch of rentals and you don't have RentechDirect like me, let's go get it, everybody. I'm Alan Taylor. Thank you, Nathan Miller. We'll see you guys all next week right here on Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.